Griffin, are you excited to visit the land of the rising sun?
I believe you mean the land of the rising fun.
Actually, I meant the house of the rising sun. Sorry.
I think meant the house on Haunted Hill.
Yes, I meant that.
Meat buns.
Meat buns. I'm excited. I don't know what those are, but I'm going on a mysterious food adventure because I'll find a square peach or something like that and just like eat it.
Okay, I have some advice for you.
McCorda tells me there's a $10 peach you can buy and eat it, and its juices are like the ambrosia from the river Styx.
Yeah, that was my recommendation because Mike last year was my cultural guide, and he led me into this store, the very crowded fruit store, and there were I think it was $15 for the peach, maybe with the currency rate.
Okay.
And I was skeptical because it's a goddamn peach. It was the best motherfucking peach I've ever had.
I have no reservations about spending $15 to just, like, be secure in the knowledge that this is the best peach I'll ever... Like, I never have... I think of the money that I'll save knowing that I'll never have to eat another peach ever again.
Don't you think that's depressing, though, is that you can never get that joy peach?
No, because if I started right now experiencing the best things in life, I still probably wouldn't be able to get to all of them by the time I died.
They're not free, by the way.
What do you mean?
The best things in life.
Oh, no. They cost $15, and they're only sold at Japanese produce stores.
Yep.
I've learned two things. I've been learning Japanese. Like, I know both of the basic character sets, the hiragana and katakana. Yesterday, I learned aigo ga hanasumasu ka, which means, do you speak English? And watashi wa nihongo ga hanasumasen, which means I don't speak Japanese. So I think between the two of those phrases, I'm going to make a lot of friends.
You should also ask in Japanese what the turnip prices are.
Are you still on that junkie?
I'm not, but it might be helpful. That'll make you friends.
I don't want to like espouse any cultural imperialism. So maybe I should have put in a little bit more effort so that literally the two things that I'm most competent at saying are, I don't speak your language, speak mine.
I think if you could learn to say, how can I open a McDonald's franchise here?
Mm-hmm.
That would help them a lot. That makes them feel comfortable.
Let me fix your music. Griffin McElroy, and I know the best thing of the week.
Hey, I'm Chris Plant, and I know the best thing of the week.
My name is Russ Frustrick, and I know the best game of the week.
Justin died.
Bummer.
Oh, sorry.
No, Justin didn't die. His computer is dead.
Terrible.
I mean, I guess we're showing our lack of pre-pro, showing our hand a little bit here, but we have to record the show without him.
Sorry, Justin.
Imagine that we're on a train, and the train's running away off the tracks, right? We only have a limited amount of time to save everybody.
Is this a Professor Layton puzzle?
It's starting to turn out that way. Okay. Anyway, Justin's dead, and we have to do the podcast without him, so it'll probably be pretty short.
Cool.
But we don't want people to think that the podcast is canceled. Did I get everything?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, cool.
Oh, and next week, we want to talk about what we'll be doing next week.
Yeah, because next week's episode will be, like, good. I won't be on it, because, you know.
That's why it's going to be good.
I'll be in $15 peach country.
But yeah, there's this game coming out. I don't know if any of you have heard about it, but it's called Grand Theft Auto 5.
No, haven't heard about it.
Yeah.
That's good.
We're gonna talk about it. I cannot comment on.
Let's do this. I'll bleep it out. But I want you to say in one word. I want you to wrap up your Grand Theft Auto 5 experience, and I'll beep it out.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Review.
Whoa! You went there and came back again.
Who wants
after
to start
the
this?
NDA I signed? Yeah, there's no way I would have said any other word.
No, it's like NDA 15, section 15, part C. You're not even allowed to beep that shit out because people will be able to decipher the syllables.
Oh gosh.
Why don't one of you two start things off for us?
Okay. So welcome to the besties.
No, I mean, like, the thing.
I know.
We talk about the world's best stuff. You know,
I know.
TV.
Shut up, Plant. This has been a bit of a crazy week for me, which
probably
is to say...
Probably for everyone. Let's paint a picture for everyone who's not, like, a member of the games industry of, like... And I fucking hate it when people, like, complain, so I don't want to do that.
I'm not complaining.
I'm not either, but I can't fucking stress this enough. Until these goddamn consoles come out, like, things are going to be fucking bonkers to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's busy. And, I mean, this week is especially busy just because we're doing all sorts of prep for Grand Theft Auto, which is to say, a long way of saying, I have not played very many games this week. As a matter of fact, I dare say, almost no games.
I've been fucking playing catch-up with you fools that you keep talking about these games while I'm out of town.
Yep.
I've been playing a ton of Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Good game.
Saints Row 4. Both really good games.
Yeah.
This has been a good year for games.
But I will talk about one game that I played that I enjoyed, but I will admit that I probably didn't play it enough to enjoy it to the fullest. And that game is the best 2D Minecraft in Junk Jack X.
You're throwing a bit. Have you played, what's the other one, Terraria?
Terraria. I've played them both.
Okay. And I've only played Junk Jack X, so tell me what, do the comparison.
I can do a compare and contrast for you. So they are
it's
both.
It's fucking crazy, by the way, that they launched both of those games.
It's very
same
odd.
Model, same price point, like.
It's very odd. So Terraria and Junk Jack X, they are both essentially Minecraft in 2D. The biggest core difference, I would say, is the graphical style. Junk Jack is like cutesier and I think cleaner looking. I like the art style personally more in Junk Jack X. Terraria is like super duper pixelated and frankly kind of hideous to look at, but I guess that's just a taste thing. So Terraria.
Some people like hideous shit. Is what you're saying?
I'm just saying there might be, you know, there's no accounting for taste. There might be people out there that prefer the style of Terraria. I certainly don't. Terraria has been out on tons and tons of platforms before it came to mobile devices, XBLA and PC and all sorts of stuff. I feel like it had a big fan base from those platforms, and that it coming to mobile devices feels like a little bit of an afterthought. Because it just doesn't feel super well suited. Like, there's a lot of precision in Terraria that requires, like, individual blocks that are super, super tiny to get, like, chipped away at, and it takes forever to, like, make progress. Whereas in Junk Jack X, everything feels like the touchscreen was in mind when they made it. Like, the buttons are nice and big, the blocks you're dealing with are nice and big, there's no, like, super complexity to it. I also like the crafting system in Junk Jack X, because you could basically just, like, so long as you have the ingredients, you don't need to worry about, like, arranging crap in a 9x9 square so that it looks like a door. You could just hit the craft button and you have a door. And, yeah, it's sort of like a nice, soothing way to spend some time. I enjoy just, like, cruising around that world and, you know, finding, iron ore or whatever the hell.
You actually found iron?
Like, I found some of that, yeah.
Okay.
You must
be living like a king.
I am, big time. An iron king on the iron throne.
Why do they call him a Junk Jack?
Because he finds junk. His name is Jack.
And he's 10 years old.
And he's 10
and
years old.
He's
actually brothers to Mega Man X, who's also 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So twins.
DMX is actually a man named DM who's 10 years old.
Yeah, a cousin.
Zibbit is actually a 10-year-old Exhibit that's been running at the Whitney.
Well, no, he would be a 10-year-old Zibbit.
Oh, sorry. Zibbit.
A Zibbit is a kind of space locust.
I heard you like X's. How much have you played, Griffin?
A couple hours.
Okay.
You can't like state enough how important the like amazing control scheme of Junk Jack X is, because really all it is you tap on the left side of the screen to move. Sorry, you tap on the left side of the screen to go left, right side of the screen to go right. And then you do like a diagonal swipe to like jump over gaps. That's literally like your only movement in the space. There's no virtual D-pad. It really feels like you can clearly. I haven't played Terraria, but if they are just trying to adapt, yeah. Like I fucking despise virtual D-pads.
Me too.
They're the worst. Them. I feel like we've talked about this ad nauseum, but like
yeah, it's really tough.
Super crate box. Does probably the best virtual controls I think I've played in a mobile game, and even like playing that on Vita, like,
yeah, it's
it
nightmare.
Beats the ever loving shit out of it.
It is kind of funny though that like people like I would recommend if you're looking for a Minecraft style game on mobile devices, I would recommend these 2D ones over Minecraft, which is kind of funny.
See, I got super into Minecraft Pocket Edition. The only thing that scared me off from that was not inaccessibility. It was that there was just a lot of stuff missing when I played it at first. It's been updated a lot. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, it's been updated a bunch. There's a bunch of stuff, but I I don't know that it's a full feature set, and I have trouble like exploring that world like as a 3D area. It's just a little overwhelming with the like camera and the movement and all that stuff.
I feel like the screen's too small. Like,
yeah.
So yeah,
giant
I can't,
world, tiny little screen.
I can't enjoy my giant creations.
Yeah. I think that the simulation genre still has a lot of legs on mobile. I think Junk Jack X is like a good example of how to do it with simplicity and do it right. But like, there's no reason why EA should not launch like a working version of SimCity.
They've
on the
tried.
iPad.
I feel like two times
there are SimCity games on there that are
people hate them.
They're more modeled after the previous SimCity games, which by all accounts are better than the newest one. But do the new one, do it fucking offline, put that shit on iPad without like removing a whole lot of functionality and charge like $20 for it, like they did for XCOM. Like,
yep.
I would be so down with that, because as buggered as it is, I still like playing the other one, and that game in a mobile context would be...
You don't think keeping fantastic. The online, the always online, is a good idea? I think they should just keep it. It worked out great.
Yeah. Well, especially if they don't do any kind of offline.
No.
Yeah. You know what I'm fucking psyched for? You guys know about Nimblebit's new jam, right?
No. Talk
to me. Do you not see the trailer for it today?
I didn't see the trailer.
Do yourself a favor and go watch the trailer.
Is it another time suck?
Just talk to me about it.
It's called Pocket Trains.
Oh, shut up. You're lying.
Hand of Christ. It is
I can't wait.
It's pocket planes, but with trains, and they did the trailer with the excited train guy. They recreated Excited Train Guy.
Oh, the guy that was like...
The YouTube video that's oh my God, it's the MB-22!
Yeah, and he blows the horn.
Yeah, and the train honks the horn. He's like, yahoo! He's like my favorite dude.
Oh, that gets me excited, even though it's stupid, because it's like, all you'd have to do is a palette swap and just change the art from the planes to trains.
Oh, yeah, but I mean...
I love trains.
Yeah, they're long. Differences. So maybe now, like, you have to worry about them crashing.
I imagine it's like Tiny Tower, but on its side and traveling at 200 miles an hour.
I like it.
Oh, my gosh.
Gotta get me that magnet train.
Gonna get real down on that. Yeah, I wonder if it'll let you build the Hyperloop.
I'll bet. Cool. Well, that's exciting. We sort of segued into something that's no one's pick, but that's all right. It's worth checking out.
We should do that a lot, because Justin's missing.
Oh, yeah, so that'll be, like Justin's absentee game.
Yeah.
Thanks, Justin. Good game.
Thanks, Ghost Justin.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Do y'all want to know my thing?
Yeah, yeah. Drop it.
So my thing is a news item that hit this yesterday, actually. It is the... God, I got to think of a category, because I didn't come up with one. The best thing that Microsoft almost did... But then they didn't, because the rest of the shit that they were doing was so bad. the best byproduct of Microsoft's reverse nefariousness.
Okay, I like it.
And it's something that Microsoft is not even involved in. It's the Steam Family Sharing Program.
Okay, so talk to me about this. I know, even though I was in an episode of Speedrun where I literally said this, I still know very little about it. It's so basically you... would select a group of other Steam accounts that would then effectively share your...
It's 10 Steam accounts, which is so... Dang. That seems fucking crazy.
That seems like a lot.
So as background, Microsoft is talking about doing this. This was
is this background? We're not allowed to report on this. We just use it for background?
No, this is for...
this
for
is foreground.
This is foreground.
Okay,
this
got it. Foreground.
News foreplay.
We're recording
Xbox
this
One,
in the back of a parking lot. Sorry.
Xbox One was going to do this. It was like the only thing. I mean, okay.
Was it though? I don't think no. Like this is all that I remember of Xbox One is that you'd have a family program where like essentially family members would be able to share on the same console digital downloads. I didn't really know. That was the problem with Microsoft's whole plan is that they never made it super clear as to what they wanted to do.
That was one of 3,500 problems that Microsoft had with this one plan. Anyway, Steam has come forward and said we're doing our own friends and family program. I think they're rolling it out in a super, 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 super limited beta. I think I read online they're only doing 1,000 users. So like,
whoa,
just with the first wave. That may have been a bullshit number. I don't actually remember where I said it. But yeah, the idea is you have 10 people that you authorize for your account. Not all games are going to work with it. There will also be certain restrictions, like the person playing the game that's been shared with them can't like buy DLC or anything for those games. But they can play it unreservedly. The idea being that you think of it just like a physical game that you let your friend borrow and then they can play it. The other restriction, and the one that I think is sort of like the way that they get around the fact that they're just giving fucking games away.
Yeah.
Is that if the lender starts playing the game at the same time as the lendee,
yeah,
then that person has a few minutes to either buy the game for themselves or stop playing.
Okay, so but that's so only if they're playing simultaneously.
Yes, the lender has priority access, right?
Right, so, okay. You can boot people off.
It doesn't work the other way around.
That'd be pretty funny if you, like, invited 10 people and then only played the games that they were playing. Just to...
Yeah, and it's one user at a time, too, so it's not just lender, lendee. It's like another lendee is playing the game.
Oh, I understand. So you have this list of 10 people. If two of those people that aren't the people that originally bought it wanted to play Counter-Strike, they couldn't.
Yeah.
See, got it. I think it's kind of brilliant, because I think people who are... I don't know. I mean, I'll be careful what I say, but I think there will be a lot of people who may not have bought a game, will get halfway through, will get so agitated that other people are interrupting them regularly that they'll just buy the game.
What?
Like,
really?
I don't know exactly how.
I know for sure that the lender has priority access, and when they turn on the game, then the lendee gets kicked off. But I think I'm not exactly sure how it works. Because it would be crazy, because then like the other person would just have to get off the game and then get back on to kick off the person that kicked
them
off.
Right.
I think it's just once someone's playing it at that point, nobody else can play it.
Important. Yeah. How do Lender's Bagels fit into all this?
I think it's a really, really... I think it's a neat program, and I think that I saw like a lot of people bitching about that last part on Twitter yesterday. If you're only gonna lock it to one person, then what's the fucking point? And it's guys,
ungrateful jerks. It's,
we're talking about free shit. We're talking about more all you would do.
Okay, so I get it for like a new multiplayer game. Obviously, it wouldn't be ideal, but like think about it. You have a buddy that has tons and tons of single player games from like. Forget Singapore, any kind of game from the last 5 years that bought tons and tons of games. You could play anything. Chances are they'd want to play the new hot shit, but you could play anything else you want on there.
The question, though, and I guess this is where it comes in, where developers and publishers can opt out, which, I mean, we're getting into a different territory now, but I think that if this program becomes popular and people do start using it to play like a bunch of the games that they play on Steam, anybody who opts out of the program will be just crucified.
Here's my guess is that it's probably you're not opted in by default initially. You have to like check that box and say, yeah, I'll let it happen. And I think won't do it.
Only way that I can see this like not being a universally bad thing for developers, because like I think about it, I still haven't played Gone Home. I could borrow that. I think that is the like perfect example of a kind of game like somewhere floating between budget and premium pricing, not going to take you very long to beat, that somebody will just like chew through in this family sharing thing, and then that's $20 that Fulbright doesn't get.
But I think probably, I would say, let's say 5 years from now, when Fulbright feels like it's made every ounce of money they could possibly make off of Gone Home, I could see that being the time that they flip the switch.
Yeah, it's like Netflix.
Yeah, like Netflix, exactly.
But except that nobody's paying a premium service for Steam.
Yeah, but I mean, publishers on Netflix aren't getting like crap loads of money for.
No, but they are getting revenue.
I guess
share.
Maybe the better example is like when people finally release the source code for their game after it's been out for 7 or 8 years.
I think that's what you're going to see more often. Is like very like older games, and of course, like every Valve game will allow it.
Or prequels when like the launch of a sequel is coming up.
Also akin to Netflix. Yeah,
I just think there's a lot of opportunity for. I mean, it's good for gamers, like, across the board. I don't see how this could be a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome that they're doing it without having to do, like, that's the thing. When Microsoft killed their online requirements and their crazy DRM, they also killed this, and they made it sound like, well, without that other shit, we can't do this. And Steam is like, actually, like, you wicked can. Like,
well, but Steam technically hasn't, I mean, it's long, but it that does have an always online requirement. It's like, I think you need to sign in once every, I don't know, month, something like mm-hmm. that. So it's a little different.
And I guess it does, like, by its nature have DRM just because it's digital distribution.
Yeah. As much as I liked jumping on the Microsoft sucks party.
So yeah, I'm pretty psyched about this. I hope I get the golden ticket.
Yeah, and we're gonna address the Lender's Bagels question later.
We're not like
we're not.
No, that's why I just sort of vaulted over. I did like a Sam Fisher parkour move, just okay. like right over it.
Well, commenters, if you're curious, we'll address it. I'm not partial to them, actually, to be honest.
No, are you a Russian daughters? Because I don't.
I was at Starbucks the other day, and they had
the worst bagels.
They had the signs backwards. They had the Bavarian pretzels and bagels sitting right next to each other, but the signs were backwards. So it said the bagels were the pretzels, and the pretzels were the bagels.
Oh, my God. How could you tell?
I was like, well, that's the thing. I didn't look at the other thing. And so I saw pretzels in the shape of bagels. And I was like, that's fucked up. Give me one of those. And then they reached over and they gave me the pretzel looking thing that was sitting right next to it. And I was like, it's 8:30 in the morning. And I'm eating a fucking pretzel for breakfast because I'm too embarrassed to be like, excuse me, I meant the bagel. I obviously meant the bagel. The bagel-shaped thing that's clearly a bagel that I called a pretzel.
Why are pretzels only made in that crazy twisted shape? Is there a reason for that? Why aren't they circles?
I saw these fluffy-ass bagels, bagel-shaped objects, and I thought the potential for these to be pretzels is incredible. I can't wait to sink my teeth into one of these bad boys.
Yeah, that does sound amazing.
You know what they handed me? Regular old fucking pretzel.
Ugh.
Enjoy your breakfast pretzel, stupid idiot.
You know what's a great way to start the morning?
What's a good way?
Like a pound of salt. On just really dry bread.
Oh, and it was full of Dijon, too. It was a Dijon stuffed, like crack ground Dijon. Ugh, God. Anyway,
my bones literally just asked my skin if they could leave.
What's up for halftime? I want to hear about Grand
Theft Auto. Oh, I thought we were just
going to
talk about bagels for halftime.
No, no, no.
Toronto has really good bagels.
Gotta be other shit going on.
Should we
take sides in the next gen war? That might be exciting.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's good.
I think Wii U is going
to
win this one.
Okay, one of you has to take Wii U. Yeah, yeah.
I think they got it. They're okay. The dark horse.
I turn things around. Who's got what pre-ordered? I think that's going to be the ultimate test.
Both pre-ordered.
Oh, really?
Same
money.
Here.
Really? Yeah. I'll tell you what. I only have PS4 pre-ordered, but I watched for the first time the Gamescom trailer for Titanfall that they released.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. A whole duck.
Here's my take on the whole PS4. People have asked, like, hey, what should I get, etc. And what I tell them is this. I'm more personally interested in the first, like, the AAA releases on Xbox for launch. Dead Rising, for example. And
I don't know.
You don't think Dead Rising's going to be good?
I watched a demo at Gamescom. Did I not talk about this on the show?
I don't think so.
The frame rate was like...
Oh, no. Really?
Fuck, it was not very good.
Oh, and that's what I've been looking forward to in the next generation, is smoother frame rate.
It was not great. I asked them about it, and they're like, yeah, we're going to get it up to, I think they said 30 frames per second by the time it
launches. Well, here's the deal. The PS4 launch lineup of like AAA exclusives... Just, like, I'm not a huge Killzone guy or, like, a driving guy, and Knack really makes me want to not be happy anymore.
Knack was fun.
No, it's not.
People have been hating on Knack.
It's not fun. I played it. It's not fun. What do you think?
I think it looks charming.
It does look charming. I don't argue with it. It's just not super fun.
I whenever people have asked me, I just tell them to wait. Like, there's nothing at launch that I feel like you can't live without, or can't get on 360 or PS3 with slightly less.
Because that's the thing. Graphics. Other than Dead Rising 3, which I am intrigued by, like, what on Xbox?
Okay.
Like,
Titanfall, but that's coming out until next year.
But those are down the line. Yeah.
So it, I mean, this is, I would agree with Plant. I'd also say the first year, apart from Titanfall, which we know about already, the first year I think is going to be won by Sony because they have all those indies to fill in that blank. Like
and
everyone,
it's cheap.
And it's
cheaper.
Cheaper. But like everyone, I just mean not necessarily from a sales perspective, winning Sony winning, but I mean from like a
They're both going to fucking win. Like they're both
right.
They're both unless like one of them has like a Red Ring disaster. To,
yeah, unlikely.
Like
but
times
yeah.
10, they're both going to do just fucking.
But
fine.
But the question is like which is going to be gathering more dust over the first year while you wait for the like second round of games to come out, and I think that's going to be Xbox because Sony's just going to have like cool indies coming out every month based on what they've announced so far.
Yeah.
And it's a really smart way to like fill out that release schedule. Whereas Microsoft, they might, but we haven't heard apart from Below, which they made a big deal about what indies are coming to that platform. They just sort of said, yeah, like we're opening the doors so you can develop for it, but we don't know about anything.
I'm just really curious about this launch because, and maybe I'm wrong, you know, I'm not old enough to remember all of them. But it seems like the parity has never been so similar between two machines.
It's,
like,
yeah.
Even when Xbox 360 launched against PlayStation 3, the hype was that the PlayStation 3 was so much more powerful, and, you know, Microsoft was still kind of, you know, an amateur with the original Xbox. But now, these two machines, to the average person, will feel like
it's crazy
identical twins.
Because you have, like, online will be pretty much comparable. The screen sharing stuff, the Twitch compatibility to like stream stuff. It is strange and it's a little bit of a bummer because like say what you will about Microsoft's plan, which obviously had a lot of flaws. At least it set itself apart from Sony's plan, and it was like an actual like political battle where two companies were like going at it, and now we essentially have like candidate A and candidate B, and they both support and hate the same things.
Well, there's some pretty, I mean,
I don't think
the
they're
Vita,
that different.
And there's Kinect, which
there's the Vita and Kinect,
like,
yeah, which we shouldn't turn
okay,
our
that's true.
About.
That's
like,
true.
Some of my favorite Xbox 360 exclusive games had Kinect in them.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess Dance Central and Fruit
Ninja. Dance Central 3, Child of Eden on Kinect.
Disneyland Adventures.
Kinect Disneyland Adventures. Fucking Star Wars.
I would agree with Plant, though. I think unless you're like a crazy person and has to get them all at launch day or you do this as a job, I don't think getting them the first couple months is worthwhile at all.
Also,
all the games that you're going to want to play are multi-platform, will be coming to 360 and PS3, like Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed and stuff like that.
I don't know about you guys. I have the Watch Dogs. The Watch Dogs launch day bundle is the one that I have pre-ordered for PlayStation 4.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Look at you showing your hand.
Here's the great thing, though, about waiting. Your console is less likely to crap out after the first 6 months.
That's true, because of hardware issues.
I would not be shocked with how quick the turnaround is on these things, if we see similar.
What do you mean, how quick the turnaround is?
Just to make them.
To make them. They
physically
just started
to like
producing
make them.
The actual 360s right now.
Yeah, I should mention that I'm going to be soldering a bunch of them this weekend.
Xbox
so,
yeah, they actually Russ is the only person who's been.
Yeah,
them.
It's pretty busy. It's not too bad though. We just got air conditioning in the office, so
yeah.
Hey guys, want to hear what my thing of the week is?
PS4 wins, and let's move on.
Okay.
What's your thing
Speaking
of the week,
of
Chrissy?
PS4. My thing of the week is the PlayStation Vita TV.
Oh gosh!
I've heard so.
Wait, what is that a best? That's not a best anything.
It's the best, maybe way for people to care about the PlayStation Vita.
Cause that remodel, it looks cool, and it looks like it would feel nice to hold my hands.
Guys, I'm not talking about that remodel.
Yeah,
I'm
talking about the TV
Vita
thing.
TV.
Okay, so I read so many like opinion pieces and features saying like this is the biggest thing to happen to gaming pretty much ever.
Not even
close. Fuck off, Ouya. Fuck off, like all you other set top boxes, Apple TV. Get right out of town. It's just a Vita with a fucking... It connects your TV, right?
Yeah, until PlayStation Mobile takes off, which who knows if it ever will.
Probably not.
It doesn't mean anything. If that storefront became a big deal, yeah, maybe it's interesting. I don't know. After how much trouble we've had with Ouya and seeing Apple's resistance to getting into the gaming market with Apple TV...
What do you mean you've had with Ouya?
It's just a piece of shit.
It is.
Oh, okay.
It's
you're
an
just,
absolute
you're, you are
piece
ready to just quantify
shit.
It.
Yes.
It doesn't work. I mean, we are probably the only people who have been playing one every other day since it came out.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's just broken.
It's, like, will not work at all. It's garbage.
It's absolute fucking garbage.
And if there wasn't an amazing game called Towerfall, fuck.
You can do this.
Towerfall.
If there wasn't a game called Towerfall on there, we wouldn't even try. We would just, like, shove it away in a corner, and it would be next to, like, I don't know, the crappy fishing rod controllers that we never use.
You know they're going to get that shit on PS4, too.
Yeah, it'll be on everything exclusivity ends.
Yeah.
And everyone will be over the moon about it, and we'll play it on every platform because we love it so much. But until then, we have this crazy, dumb console. And I agree with what Plant is saying insofar as, like, I trust Sony and Microsoft and even Apple to make a, like, TV-ready device that will be easy to sync controllers to and all that junk. And so there's promise there. I don't think the Sony Vita TV, whatever the hell it's called, is that device, because I just don't think the marketplace is going to be as free or as cheap as it would need to be. But it's a cool step in the right direction. And
yeah, but I think, like, though, it needs to be like the iPhone 5C. Like, I think certain games that will come out for the PlayStation 4 will also work on a normal Vita, will also work on this, kind of like, you know, an iPad with iPhones. Like,
okay.
There will be certain games that work on all of them. And for people who don't want to pay as much, or, you know, can't afford to pay as much, this is like a nice option.
Have they addressed how they'll handle, like, touch control?
Yeah, so that's interesting. Games will need to be updated with a patch to support being able to play. Like, if your game requires...
Okay, but that's like Little Big Planet Vita, like, right out the window.
Toast, probably,
Tear Away, probably gone.
I mean, Killzone has, like, a lot of touch stuff in it.
Well, that can be emulated. I'm saying, like, Little Big Planet, you're, like, grabbing people and then using your finger to, like, throw them while you press down.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, Tear Away, you're folding paper shapes into place and, like, the camera is, like, projecting your face all over the world. Like,
it's weird timing because they could have just waited until the PS4 launched, and the PS4 controller has a touchscreen, a touchpad on it. So, like, it wouldn't have been ideal, but it would have been, like, kind of close, and that could have been their option, but they didn't. So, weird.
Speaking of Tearaway,
yeah,
I
you don't want to talk about Puppeteer?
Sony, I do. I really want to play it.
Yeah, it's not great.
But Sony, I implore you to please change the release date of that game.
Well, oh right, it's November 22nd.
It's November 22nd. What else is coming out on November 22nd? The fucking Xbox.
And I think
like 30 Zelda, games.
Isn't Zelda Link to the Past 2 coming out that same day?
I think so.
That is crazy.
You can't do it. I know.
You know what that is? It's just.
Times.
But this is all like. I mean, that's your the 22nd is pretty much your last day. You could release anything and get like the holiday rush.
I don't think you're gonna though.
I mean, that's their last option.
Anyway, let's get back to talking about the PS Vita TV.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it. Plant, sell me on it.
Okay, so...
Does Vita have, like, Netflix and Hulu and, like, all those fucking apps on it?
This will run those apps. They said that this will run those apps.
Yeah, I just don't... Like, is it specifically for people who don't have a PS3 or PS4? Is that the idea? Because, like, I saw people saying, like, oh, it's going to be great. I can play all my PS1 classics. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's the thing that people always bring up whenever you talk about any new PlayStation product. And I don't know who these people are because the best games aren't available. Like, Bushido Blade, not there. Bushido Blade 2, not there.
What about
anything else on PlayStation? Not worth playing.
That robotic rabbit game where he jumps around.
Jumping Flash.
Jumping Flash.
I'm sure that's there. I'm sure that's there, and, like, Moto Racer is there, and, like, a Spyro or something.
And some Dynasty Warriors crap.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's a bad platform. Like, I have, like, Chrono Cross. I got that on my Vita. I'll, like, you know, pop that bad boy on every once in a while. Like,
I
play that shit on a portable platform because that's where it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking play it on my emulated portable platform that I've connected to my TV that I downloaded all these games onto. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, the thing that that confuses me is, and it happened this week also, is we're seeing some Vita games get HD ports, which I guess we should have expected.
Assassin's Creed, was there another one?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Liberation. Well, maybe that's actually the only thing that's been announced.
Hmm.
But I think we'll see more of that. And if that happens, I feel like that just kind of cannibalizes.
I feel like Sony has, I would say the, maybe outside of the iOS store, but the iOS is, you know, we're talking about games across iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch at that point. But they're all pretty much the same games, right? You know what to expect. Sony, I think, has one of the best game ecosystems of any platform holder in the universe. Like, it stretches across very, like, disparate consoles.
Yep.
It incorporates AAA full-price releases all the way down to downloadable indies, and then even down further to, like, PlayStation Mobile titles. Like, it's catering to a lot of audiences. And I feel like they've done a great job of simplifying that ecosystem, because before, when they were talking about the PlayStation Mobile platform, they had no fucking idea what they were doing. Like, yeah, we're going to release a first-party phone, and it's going to have these, like, shitty pseudo-thumbsticks on it, and you'll be able to play, Crash Bandicoot on it. Like,
Minecraft.
That didn't work, but they're getting to a point where, like, everything makes sense. I understand the different stores, but now you're talking about, like, an entirely different piece of first party hardware.
Yeah, would you have a storefront that was like, okay, these games only work with the PlayStation Vita TV version? Like,
right, these are the touch free versions of this app.
It's weird.
Everything would have to be cross by, right? With Vita, like, that, it would have to be.
Makes sense. They're not gonna make it. They're not going to make exclusive Vita TV games.
Yeah, I assume that if I bought one of these, I could just plug in my, you know, credentials from the Vita and download whatever I have.
Yeah, the only funny thing about this, and it's a little inside baseball, but there's really no way, no easy way at least, to capture off of Vita, short of, like, having a dev kit or, like, modding your...
Oh, the aspect ratio would be fucked anyway, wouldn't it?
Well, you could just do it with black bars, whatever.
Is it 16:9?
I don't know. No, I think it's weirder than that. But you could do it with black bars. I'm just saying this will be like a Vita with an HDMI out, which would be fantastic. But
that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
and for people who like doing, you know, watch us play videos on YouTube, which are more and more popular by the day.
I was just so confused by the announcement, because it's like, this is like a PlayStation Vita, but you can use it on your TV. And it's like, well, your ecosystem already incorporates the PlayStation 3 and soon to be the PlayStation 4, which, like, I have always thought to be the Sony TV thing. Like, well, this is the Sony thing you plug in your TV and then you play games on.
Well, let me ask you, just as a brief segue, so the new Sony Vita, the PlayStation Vita that they just announced, the, like, updated, like, it's 15% lighter, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Was I the only one that was a little disappointed that the triggers weren't at all addressed? I kind of don't like the triggers on the Vita. It's, like, the one hardware aspect I don't really love on that platform.
I don't really have any problem with it. No.
No. Mm. I think it's because they're clear. I don't like clear things.
Yeah, I get a lot of dandruff.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
In them, a lot of crumbs.
That's good. Mm. So it's easy to see them.
Flesh crumbs or like food crumbs?
Oh, God.
I meant my head crumbs.
Yeah.
Talking about my head crumbs. Horrible. I made like a snow globe diorama.
Guys, who do you think won this week?
Justin.
Yeah, I think Justin probably took it.
He didn't even really have to do anything. He just sort of like. Did nothing.
Well, you had that bit about pocket trains.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was that's true.
I'll send him a letter, or I'll contact a spirit medium to let him know.
Okay, good. I want to make sure he's looped in.
Thank you all for listening to the Besties. We do this bad boy every Friday. Usually just four people on it. We will be back next week. Well, we won't. When I say we, I'm in the hypothetical royal sense, I guess, because I won't be here. I'll be eating juicy ass peaches on the other side of the globe. But you can listen to Plant and Fresh and assumedly Justin and probably some other jokester. They're going to talk about games and
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto is going to be there. Is it you think that's the only shit you're going to talk about?
Just do an all Grand Theft Auto thing.
Okay. I
will tell Plant not to spoil anything.
Last time we did that, it was for Animal Crossing, and I think that this is a game of equal import.
I would say probably maybe.
You can view our non-bestie stuff at polygon.com or follow Polygon on Twitter for all the hot updates. It's just Polygon. We're on Facebook too. I think Justin just has a list of this shit. I don't have it. But just search for us. This should be pretty easy to find.
We're also going to have a Grand Theft Auto review on Monday.
Monday. It's going up.
And
just tell me, right, Plant, just real one in one word that's not review.
I'll give you four.
Okay.
Is it a spoiler?
There will be a score.
Oh, man.
There will be blood.
How are we doing the multiplayer part of it?
I've abandoned my boy.
That is not part of the game. Grand Theft Auto Online is a
doesn't come out till October.
That happens to exist on the same disc.
In the same city with similar characters. It comes out in October. It's not coming out now.
The bug-catching minigames in Animal Crossing is not the same game as Animal Crossing. It is a standalone bug-catching minigame that exists inside of Animal Crossing.
And it comes out several months after the release of Animal Crossing.
So, that's it for Besties. Thanks for listening.
Yay.
Tune in next week for more of Besties, please. Because shouldn't the world's best friends pick the world's best stuff? Or things. Or shit.
Besties!